piano. There was like this famous composer whose wife was good at playing, but he couldn't play.
Imhotep.
I think it was like Sally Baker.
No, I was just saying anything. I just wanted to throw in my
I wasn't asking for your smart-ass comments. I was just trying to find out history.
My 2 yen.
Good evening, everybody.
Oh, God damn it, again. You're so funny, Tim.
Welcome to the fifth Octavarius podcast. Thank you so much for joining us here tonight on this lovely Monday. My name is Tins.
I'm Brian.
I'm Keith.
I'm Lauren.
LP.
Gustavi.
Nick.
Mark.
Chris.
I was mid-inhaler puff.
Can I just say,
yes,
it really feels like you start it when I say weird shit every week. And you don't do it for the rest of them?
You're closest to me. I hear you first.
Oh. But I don't always...
the speed of sound, dude. How the ear works.
So you decide, oh, B-Wo's saying some shit, so I'm going to hit record.
I don't... To be fair, I don't think you were the very first person.
He's got a grudge against you, B-Wo.
And to be fair, you're always saying some shit, B-Wo.
Yeah. So are you.
Well, yeah, but you're always saying some shit.
You are always saying some shit.
Man, you be always saying some shit.
I'm just keeping it real. The rest of you can suck on these nuts.
Hey, we like to front.
Well, I'm glad we're being less vulgar this time.
No, but to be fair, when you say...
I'm self-censoring, bitch.
When you say D's nuts, though, you completely destroy all the power of the word nuts.
I was referring to the 12 times we've said shit already. We are barely a minute in.
All right.
Just saying.
Well, let's...
keep it real.
Let's curb this while we can. Did anybody bring the mailbag with them today?
Fuck.
Chris, do it? Tins, do you have it?
Tins, I thought you had it.
I have it right here.
Oh, that's right. Who wants to open the mail?
How about you opening, Tins?
Hi, y'all. I open so many of them.
Yeah, but you're the best at the mail opening.
At opening mail?
Just open it, Tins.
I'm going to open it. I'm going to open it, but Chris is going to read it.
Wasting time.
Here you go. Okay, here we go. I'm going to open it.
What kind of material is that envelope
from the future?
It made such a weird sound as it opens.
I just tear it with flavor.
With fleece?
With fleece?
With fleece.
Yeah.
With fleece.
And no, we...
You were always...
I wish I could tell you that I was drunk, but it's just me being dumb.
Yeah, no.
Right now.
We give you a lot of crap, but you do a great job opening the mail, bro.
Oh, thanks.
Second to 10.
Here you go, Chris. You can read it.
Oh,
this would also be a great time as they're handing it back and forth to say... you can write in your own question if you go to the Octavarius website and go to contact. Send in whatever you would like us to talk about.
Mark, what is that Octavarius website?
It is www.octavarius.com. That's OctaVarius.
It's like 8 Stradivariuses.
Yeah.
But not as in various artists.
Yeah.
Ouch!
No, second no.
Hey, here's what the letter says. This one is from a Robert Hughes of Bolingbrook, Illinois.
Oh. You know, I lived in Bolingbrook for a while.
It says...
Yeah, that's weird. What a coincidence.
Yeah.
It says, hey, I'm a big video game fan, heard you guys are too, wondering what's the deal with Mario and Peach? Is this a romantic thing, or is this platonic?
Is it plutonic or is it platonic?
It says plutonic. Probably meant platonic.
Oh,
Pluto.
Okay.
No. I think that is a good question though, and I think in these times, it's really important that we sit down and have a serious conversation of just what the hell is going on
in these times. What's specific about
in these
times?
Well, recently in the news. It came out that Robert Pattinson is allergic to vaginas.
That is not true.
That is true.
Yeah, it is true, Lauren. You can fucking read it.
Read it.
Anyway, believe it. So it came out that way, and it's widely known that he was dating Kristen Stewart, his co-star.
Those are quotation marks, if you cannot see.
Yeah. Yeah. So he was dating his co-star Kristen Stewart from those Twilight movies. And so what I'm saying is, or at least what I believe Chris is saying with in these times, you know, is a couple that we are known...
A celebrity couple.
Yeah, a celebrity couple that are co-stars in a project. Are they really a couple, or is it actually a platonic relationship trying to hide someone's inner homosexuality?
Yeah, well, and that could be the case with Mario.
I don't think Mario's gay. I just think that
he could be a bear.
A fucking bitch.
Wait, why would he go to all those lengths to save her? Because
he's
wasn't
awesome.
For
it's
love.
A dude. He's a hero.
It's political. It's a political.
Yeah, but he
saving.
Could go save you.
Lauren,
know,
Lauren, what
else.
You're confused about is that there's a difference between a person playing a part and that character. Robert Pattinson might be gay, but the vampire he is not. You know what I mean? And a lot of people, I think, get confused. Interesting point. This
yeah,
is,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
No.
I have a follow. I have a follow. James Bond.
You are crushing my heart.
Yeah, I'm about to.
Here we go.
When Sean Connery's playing James Bond.
Here it is.
No, they're in. You Only Live. They're filming in Japan for You Only Live Twice, and a bunch of people would go to Sean Connery saying, "You're James Bond. I can't believe it." And there was a point where Sean Connery was in the bathroom of a restaurant, and people kicked in the door trying to take pictures of James Bond going to the bathroom. So maybe it's a bigger...
Where are you going?
I'm getting to that.
He's rolling, guys.
If the plumbing in that bathroom had a problem, though, Mario would be...
Exactly. What I'm saying is that I think most people get confused, can't separate the lines between a character and a fictional romance as opposed to an actual
human. The problem here, Nick, is Mario is in, you know... He only exists as the video game character.
Yeah, there's no separation.
He doesn't have a secret... you know, his normal. It doesn't like he takes off the hat and puts on a different pair of clothes. He's not Mario.
Cut. Mario. All right, we're good. We were just wrapped on saving
Mario.
The princess.
And I don't think he does what he does, you know, because he's in love with Peach. I think he's a working man.
You think
you know,
it's just
job.
That he? It's all that he knows how to do.
Exactly, he's doing what's right.
I said
do they ever
you know,
any video game?
Yeah,
after
the
know.
Coins. He's probably in it for the...
You know,
yeah,
you know
the mad
he's so
coins.
Coins. Here's
yeah.
the thing, though. I mean...
Depends on shrooms.
Mario, yeah, they have kissed, but not... I don't believe it was a lip-to-lip kiss. I believe he got a kiss
on
the cheek.
And then a little heart bubble floats up above his head.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
beep,
well,
beep,
that
beep,
proves
beep,
it, right?
Here's my thing.
That proves it, guys. That proves it. Now, I'm siding with Lauren for the rest of the night for no reason. I have decided to take on the role of helping Lauren argue. The fact that a heart managed to erupt from his skull... and float above his head, that doesn't
love.
Happen when you're not in love.
Exactly.
No, exactly.
But that doesn't mean she reciprocates.
Wait, let's look at this now. Is that heart love or is it lust?
It is Ooh. Love because
it could be a really smooth over way of saying that he got a boner.
Well, but he blushes, he gets a heart. Now I think that a heart floating above you
could be.
Would not be lust because there was nothing to lust after. It was simply a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah.
It wasn't a lusty
No, you can
move.
Lust after a kiss.
Wouldn't you be such a... I'm imagining the tragic character that, like, eventually everybody knows that, wait a minute, you're that guy that every time you get a boner... A giant heart appears above your head.
You can only keep it quiet for so long.
See, I'm not even
only
sure.
If it's lust-based.
Does the heart float up or does he blush? Because now I know...
I don't think a heart ever floats up. I don't know where you guys
You know what, though?
That
it
that
did
happened.
In Donkey Kong, didn't
that,
it?
Yeah, it did.
I'm just helping Lauren argue regardless of my knowledge.
A heart did float up in Donkey Kong.
See?
There were instances of hearts floating.
And in multiple video games, didn't she kiss him on the cheek? Wasn't it also
but
in...
But that's just a thank you.
Oh,
thanks
kiss.
For saving me.
Lipstick is like a badge of honor. Lauren, I will beat the hell out of you.
Here's what I think
I know what Lauren's trying to say.
I think that Mario is in love with her. I mean,
see?
I think
but is she in love with him?
She is not. I think that she is like, well, why do you keep saving me? It's not like I'm asking you to
Luigi
can save me.
I'm not done. Lauren, I argue for you. You don't.
Okay.
Well, I'm not done.
No, I have a
I have something
to say. In every fairy tale that goes way back into, you know, many, many years ago, the princess...
back literally tens of years.
Back like the
1999. Lauren.
The Little Mermaid.
Lauren, you are digging a grave.
Please, Lauren, I'm here for you. I'm here to help you argue.
I just want to say this.
Say what?
Dead air. We're all silent for
always
you.
Love... The guy who saved
not
now,
true,
I,
not
now,
true.
Let me
true.
Let me continue with that same sentiment. Mm-hmm. If you are playing a two-player game of Mario and you save the princess as Luigi, does she not still kiss Luigi on the cheek for saving his life? She does not love Luigi and she does not love Mario, but at least at the very least, Mario is in love with her.
I kiss people on the cheek that I fucking hate. You know? It's a kiss on the cheek.
Why are you kissing people that you hate?
What if we couldn't do
Judas
the
kiss did it to Jesus.
Hang on, Lauren. Hang on. Yeah, Lauren. We just found a new darn thing. Chris, why do you kiss people you hate?
Well, I don't do it often.
Well, you just said you did it. When did you do it?
I was in college. I was in college, and it's a very experimental time. You know, you experiment with love, and you experiment with hate. And sometimes you kiss people who offer both.
When else am I going to get the opportunity to kiss somebody I hate on the cheek?
I'm sorry. I can say that I never kissed anybody hated on the cheek.
I have kissed someone I hated.
Mafia, that's true, though, that there are people who kiss people they hate. Judas... maybe he didn't hate Jesus, but he condemned people. There's the kiss of death. The kiss of condemning, which is a very evil kiss.
Isn't the kiss of death on the lips, though?
Yeah, kiss of death.
I thought you can do you can kiss a man on the cheek as a sign of, of negativity.
If you kiss him on the lips, then you really mean it. Then
like Michael Corleone in Godfather Part 2.
Well,
just like that.
Here's my flip side question I'm going to pose. So what if, and don't say, he's a good guy, he would never do this. Let's say in Bizarro World, Mario loses it.
What?
He can't take the pressure anymore, and he kidnaps Peach, and he beats the hell out of her.
Oh, that's the part. What?
And he sets up 8 different crazy worlds, and Bowser comes through, and Bowser saves Peach. Do you think Peach would be like, oh, thanks, Bowser?
I think so.
And then carry on with their princess
movies? My question is, why does Bowser kidnap Peach in the first place?
I assume...
Because he knows that Mario loves her and he wants Mario to come back.
I don't think he set up a whole game just to get back at Mario.
Castelvi, I believe... Now, fellas, correct me if I'm wrong here. And Lauren, correct me if I'm wrong here. But I believe Bowser kidnaps Peach to take over the Mushroom Kingdom.
Right. Which is why I believe that... For a ransom. I believe that's why Mario is saving her as well as love, is he wants... Like for political reasons, he wants to become the king of the Mushroom Kingdom, and marrying Peach will help him in that exponentially.
Because he's just a simple plumber.
I mean, he wants to be king. How do you
he's
go
not
from
of this
king?
World? He's got a lot of ambition for a guy who just is transported from world to world.
If we go into thinking, something that signifies, I know we say that if Luigi were to save her, or if Bowser were to save her, would she still kiss them? In Mario RPG, Bowser is on the side of Mario to fight a greater evil, and they still have to save Peach. I'm pretty sure at the end of the game, Peach still kisses Mario, thus picking her savior out of the three. Lauren, I don't need you to help argue for you. I got this. She picks of the men who help. There's also a little like fluffball guy who helps. There's a wizard from Final Fantasy, I believe, who helps. Yeah, I know, it's weird.
Remember a wizard.
Yeah.
Well, not like a Final Fantasy wizard. I remember there being like a cute puffy wizard or something.
I thought that he actually comes from another game.
Like the first Final Fantasy.
Wait. Yes. Wait a darn second. Oh, what? God. Really?
Yes, in Mario RPG, a Final Fantasy character is a playable character.
Why don't you guys take out your Google machines and check this shit out?
Here's something I'll say about that, though, Keith. Because I think people could be confused because Mario and Peach are in so many different games that it's hard to keep consistent with what's going on. But it seems to me like, you know, she's grateful for a moment, she kisses him, and then they carry on. And then when the big go-kart race comes up a couple months later and they got to square off, I don't see them in a relationship anymore. I see them
shooting
shells at each other and making each other smaller.
But nobody dies.
It's just law of the jungle. You got to do what you got to do to survive.
It's like bumper cars.
You can't get attached. If you were attached to someone, maybe you wouldn't throw a banana peel at him.
That the Super Mario Brothers games are the movies... And the Mario Karts, the RPGs are
the
just
parties.
Like the TMZ, like the happening, the TV shows of that world.
Well,
it's like, cut, we just saved you, all right, let's play Mario Kart, or let's do the go-kart race, which is Thursdays at 10.
Well, I think that's pretty perverse then, because look at Mario Party, look at how they all, you know, it's like these guys, they fight each other all the time. And then they just stop and all play a board game together?
Yeah.
They kill Koopas. Mario kills Koopas.
Chris, or do we force them?
He kicks them down pits.
Is that not unlike our human Olympics?
Human Olympics!
Yes, we had it with Blackhawks players fighting each other last night. That doesn't mean
they
don't care.
Fight.
Well, they didn't fight. But they played. They couldn't beat it. That's part of the sport as well, is what I would argue with the go-kart racing.
Well,
part of the sport is to win the race.
I just
squirted tins in the face with my beer here. I apologize.
It's perfectly all right.
What I'm saying is that Mario Party is perverse because they do so much fighting and they commit so many horrible atrocities together in their world that they live in. I can't believe that the Koopas and Birdo and all of them are just willing to put that aside and play a board game. I think they need to bring up the issues, and I think they need to stop, I think they need to stand up to Mario and say, we don't like being killed by you.
Mm-hmm. They're not going to stand up. They're so subservient.
Yeah, I mean, they...
And there's no reason, because Mario always wins. They feel that there's nothing they can do.
Not always. I've died a few times.
Yeah,
it's so frustrating to die.
But you win eventually, you play through.
Okay.
I don't know. But Koopas, Troopas are... Is that what they're
Koopa
called?
Troopas.
A Koopa Troopa.
I like the Koopa Troopas. I like Koopa. The fact Koopas, that he might Troopas. Refer to them as his Troopas.
They're an infantry, and they're willing to die for a cause. Should we feel sympathy for them?
I don't know if they're sentient, because they're pretty stupid.
They want us to play board games.
That's
oh,
true.
Shit.
I mean,
which is the main qualification.
But also, but
can you play a board game?
But are you going to be judging them by their intelligence in the NES Mario
NES Mario was designed by someone who has a sort of speciesist opinion about Koopas.
And like, Goombas. We're forgetting
but
Goombas.
Goombas. The limits of artificial intelligence at that time, probably made them not awesome. But as time went on, they've become quite intelligent.
Yeah,
and they've done
Castle,
so many different
they've
things.
They've opened up a new wing of the library, and they're all well-read now.
Yeah, I mean, there's ghosts floating all around that shit.
And maybe
that's what happens when you kill a Koopa, he becomes a Boo.
And
that's why there's so many haunted houses.
And that's why they're all afraid of Mario.
Boom!
And guys, these are the questions we need to be asking.
This is exactly the question.
For example, I see Goombas, and sometimes they have wings.
About.
They have wings. Are they angels? Are they angel Goombas?
I would argue almost certainly not. Not everything. Not everything that has wings is an angel. Like, I don't call a plane an angel. So if you use that, Chris, your logic is flawed.
I would
These
call
Goombas have angel wings.
Southwest Air is my angel.
We don't need to yell.
Southwest Air.
That is an airport in heaven.
Hey guys, we don't need to yell. It's okay.
But we can. That's the good part.
Take it down a notch, man.
And Biro, I get really emotional when these things get brought up.
Well, if Chris is calling airplanes angels, I'm going to get offended.
Yeah, I could. I really could.
I like what LP was saying. Like, part of it, might just be Mario, doing it for the country. Whether it's...
He's doing a photo
to
put
that name. Just nookie out of it? After all
Lauren,
travel,
Jesus Christ.
But, Lauren, I think if Barack Obama came to your house and was like, Lauren, someone just kidnapped... my kids and the dog. I need you to go.
They don't have names.
Wait a moment. Hang on a second.
Oh my kids and that dog that we have.
Weren't there
Lauren? You Lauren Imani.
I don't know if anybody remembers the.
Bring God back first if you can.
Okay,
first,
I'm just wondering.
Dog one, girl one. The tall one, the short one.
It's just sheer. Hang on. Wasn't there before the one of the Mario games in the opening video sequence? Wasn't there one where Mario was plumbing and then he got sucked in? Like he was completely unaware of what was going to happen?
I don't remember that.
Am I? I must be making this up in my head.
It's in the movie show.
You're thinking of the Bob
TV
Hoskins
show,
but only in the television show and the movie, but not in the game.
So wait, hang on.
Yeah,
are we talking about the movie? Or are we talking about the game?
I guess now the whole new world is opened up.
What I just thought of, and I'm kind of surprised.
Not that one.
I'm kind of surprised. I've never really thought of this in depth. So Mario and Luigi are both plumbers in the Mario universe. Whose houses do they plumb?
Random folks.
Random folks?
Toads.
The Roblanskys.
Their normal job when they are not saving the world and becoming national heroes is they fix toad toilets?
I think that's a cover.
That sucks!
They're loyal citizens of the Mushroom Kingdom.
I think they've collected so many coins that they're just sitting on a fatty endowment.
They better get out of them overalls and into a nice suit.
Yeah, I was under the impression that they weren't part of the Toad Kingdom. They are.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they. I don't think they wanted to go back to their world.
See,
after they saved the princess, they're like kings of the kingdom.
They have hundreds of human-sized gold coins.
So, what would be the government equivalent of a plumber? It would be like the Department of Sanitation.
It's like
a
smith. It's like a blacksmith. You know, a toilet smith.
Yeah, they probably hold those offices in the kingdom, like. You know, they're the heads of the street sanitation.
Wow, how exciting for those national heroes.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's better than they being plumbers.
I just like to think of Mario and Luigi behind the desk just being like, God, these numbers are dope. 4 million we spent last quarter? How did we spend 4 million? How did we do it?
I don't know.
No, I mean, here's the thing, though. If you're the director of sanitation for the Mushroom Kingdom, like, it's a much bigger deal because they have pipes to travel.
That's true.
Because I don't think any of them have genitalia. I think they're just using these pipes purely for travel.
Yeah.
I guess
would be very important to keep.
Yeah, that's more like they're directors of transportation.
Is that
or
something
that
way?
The transportation department is a whole different category.
Because the only one that poops is Yoshi, and he poops out eggs, which turn into more.
I would argue that birth,
Chris.
Yeah,
that is
I would birth. Argue that that's birth.
Has, yeah,
I also would argue birth, the miracle.
But he only
of birth.
Does it after he eats. When you eat like 8 apples,
I'm sure it has something to do with Yoshi's reproductive system.
Because
his pussy or something.
Because
hold on.
Whoa. He needs the energy to have the baby.
With Yoshi.
And so it eats it in and it gets the seed, you know.
With Yoshi.
This is gobbledygook.
I believe.
This is nonsense.
With Yoshi.
Quite gobbledygook.
I believe it is neither babies nor poop. They are. I believe they are the proteins taken out of the food, and the food provide the proteins to make those eggs, because those eggs are used as weapons, mostly.
That's right!
And you would never, ever, ever, ever throw your baby to murder someone, I believe. Because Mario would not throw...
Keith is referring to Yoshi's Island, is what I...
Yes, Mario would not throw babies. I'm pretty sure Mario wouldn't throw babies, or Yoshi wouldn't throw babies, to fight their enemies. It must be just normal eggs, like chicken light eggs.
Maybe they're unfertilized.
Well, if we take the second Mario
but they ain't
Brothers,
babies.
If you take the second Mario Brothers into play,
Mario Brothers 2.
No, Mario Brothers 2. Mario does throw other enemies at other enemies.
That's true.
He's not averse to
he
throwing
throws grass
people.
Game.
He doesn't throw very many babies at other
maybe
enemies.
Maybe some
and
of
I'm,
them are babies.
I'm
going to
argue
shorter than him.
for the sake of this argument, I'm going to say all Super Mario 2 rules do not apply. Only because
fuck
Mario
you,
2 was not originally made
know,
as a
yes,
Mario
I know,
game.
I would argue it's the best.
It's one
I would disagree.
And
I hate
new
you.
Game, in the new game, they bring back a lot of moves from Mario 2.
Because Mario 2 rules.
They do a lot of
Birdo games. Is from Mario 2.
Did you just tell Makula that you hated him?
I think I did.
Oh, okay. Can I say my problem with Super Mario 2?
You better kiss
Mario
him
2?
So he knows.
Yeah, you should kiss him on the cheek, not the lips.
Well, I guess kiss.
Both might count.
I rarely kiss people on the cheek. Guys, come on.
Kiss me on the cheek
all the time. Lauren.
Lauren, please approve all arguments with me first.
Oh, wait.
And I will give you permission to argue.
Someone texted.
Somebody wrote in about Lord. Robert Pattinson.
Dear Lord, get a life.
She said.
It's over.
No, wait, listen. She's a very valuable source. She said.
She
wanna know,
she,
I
want to
know the name right now.
Handicap.
If it's your sister, I'm going to kill you.
I don't have a sister.
Then that's why
Lauren.
I would kill you. Because you're a demon.
Lauren.
It was just Robert Pattinson being awkward. He was making a comment about being around naked models all day long.
Lauren?
I'm going to kill you, Lauren.
Lauren, that's your friend. That's not a source.
You're not text buddies with
the
Kristen
not...
typing down her thoughts.
It could even be that, too. Lauren, that's not a source that's real.
Lauren, like, how would you put that in a big
word? Get in the corner.
No, Lauren. It's okay.
Big trouble.
Yeah, Lauren, this
I
is
wanted
a very
to talk about what we were
being
talking
your
about.
Official
no,
team
we were talking about. Okay, well,
I was
just
saying.
Wait,
Nick was
you're
about
wrong.
To say something that seemed very important to him.
My problem, ever since I was like 5,
regardless of how much we care.
Ever since I was 5 and I was
this
first
my
playing.
Favorite talks. Mario versus Makula.
Here we go. Round 1. Kumite.
I'm doing pretty well so far.
So, my problem, though, is with the world of Mario 2, is the fact that on the screen, You can go to the far right and pop in on the left. You can't do that in life. And
the
that's
fuck
my,
are you talking about?
In what? Mario 2, the game.
Oh,
on
you
Nintendo.
Mean that one level?
Yeah, yeah and yeah. I never knew how to pass it. And I, it was really, really...
You didn't know how to beat that, get past that one level? That's like the first level?
I also couldn't read, so I don't know if they had
oh
instructions
God.
That...
Wait a minute.
Like, I had trouble.
There was no reading involved
you know,
in that game.
Yes,
you know
sir.
Who I think
what was the first screen?
God damn it,
Lauren. Probably said level one.
No way.
Wait.
George Clooney.
Oh my God.
In a video game?
How? No,
how
not
did you
video
get
game,
to George
because
Clooney?
Because he never has a wife or a girlfriend, like a steady girlfriend.
She's still talking about Robert Pattinson. this is about Robert Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson stuff.
And George he always is supposed to be in love with his coworkers, and then they break up, and it just seems like...
Are you saying that George Clooney's gay? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes.
George Clooney never dates his coworker. He always dates, like, Italian models.
And then maybe serves on the UN, which is something that Robert Pattinson does not do.
Look, guys, George Clooney is clearly something, and Mario is there too. That's the best
welcome
I can make
to,
out of that argument.
Could
no, Mario guys, be gay though? Because he's
no,
hanging out with Luigi
I,
a lot.
I don't ooh, think he's ever. And Luigi's his brother.
So gross,
so that's disgusting,
okay. Gross, dude.
But
take back.
Even though he doesn't get with Peach, I don't believe he's ever hooked up with Peach. I think he wants to, but he can't.
Yeah, I agree with.
But
that.
I think there
they
are
have to
other
be
females.
To hook up
I think
world.
He's hooked up with Wendy Koopa. I'm like 99%.
What?
No way, man.
I
no.
just, I have that, I just
when
read
he was
a thing.
Baby Mario
wait,
and she
wait,
was baby Koopa.
Wait, repeat that again. just please repeat that.
I know I can't prove it.
That's okay, I just want to hear it.
I feel like Mario and Wendy Koopa used to have a thing.
Oh wait, Chris,
okay.
Which
someone,
one is Wendy
hold
Koopa?
On, I'm getting a text she... from a source that says you're totally right.
Oh my God, Mark, who do you know?
I don't know, Wendy yeah. is
I want to know who you know.
Hey, my source goes on robertpattinson.com every
okay,
day.
Okay, hey, Lauren,
is
hey,
it Birdo? Do you
hey,
know
Lauren,
Birdo?
You know where people probably aren't getting reliable, unbiased information from? RobertPattinson.com. Check it out. It's for all your, processed Robert Pattinson news. I only go to Robert Pattinson Underground.
Hey,
news! Robert Pattinson not gay! No, really!
You know, guys, listen, Robert Pattinson, whatever his name is, .com is probably an okay, legitimate source on that. Lauren, this is so hard.
Okay. Chris, please. Wendy Koopa?
Oh, that's right.
Koopa.
Wendy Koopa. Koopa. She's the one...
She's the boss of World Force.
Is she a racial... Like, is she a racial caricature, though?
She is very full...
Would you find...
She's
got big lips
wait,
and big hoop earrings.
Which
she shoots candy circle things at you.
I thought those were earrings.
Like,
she had big
earrings.
Wait,
what does the level look like in that? Was that her coming out of pipes level?
She's just shooting shit, bouncing off, so it's just like a
standard platform.
She's the one who's
in
a female.
Mario
3
it was.
Yeah.
God, I don't even.
In
Mario 3,
in the new world, there's water.
Paxton.
I always fluted past World 4.
I think Mario usually does. I think
lazy
he's usually
fuck.
Like, guys, I'm not stopping by World 4. I know I'm going to end up fighting with Wendy, and it's going to suck. And like,
so,
I
wait.
Think the moment where like she comes out, like it's just really
like awkward.
Hey, Wendy. All right, listen, I got to get to the princess again.
Da 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 da. Mario, what's you doing here?
Yeah. So, but and people call me crazy, but I
so
think it makes
you're presupposing that Mario had sex with a turtle. Did they have sex?
How
can
you
she's a Koopa,
turtle?
Not a turtle.
Turtle's
a mate.
That's a racial
slur for
you. I'm sorry.
Ooh.
Watch your mouth.
But a human to have sex with a
turtle? I don't know how far
yeah.
they went. I'm
how
sure,
could that work?
I'm sure he's
I'm
a total
sure
gentleman
that.
And would never
right.
sex.
Like,
what
you, like,
is...
Well, hey,
all
guys,
you need
for
is...
Hold on.
I think that he was probably really cool about it. Like, it was probably her fault. Like, whatever happened there.
Excuse me?
What?
for like it was probably not Mario's fault. Like he was.
What do you mean his fault?
Well, you mean Mario was the drunk and the fucking turtle took advantage of Mario.
Yeah, they were doing mushrooms and hanging out.
Yeah, and he like passed out, and then she took advantage.
She was like, "Hey, Mario, you want to get big on mushrooms?"
Oh, I think she just got
his last life. He used a bunch of continues. He just wasn't feeling that good about himself. Lauren,
I think you guys are going against your own argument, because in this argument you're saying that they're not, that Mario's not banging Peach. And if that's the case, he's going to bang something.
I didn't say that he's not
who,
banging
people
Peach.
Are people not saying that? Is
no,
that
that's
whole
why
argument?
I'm saying he's not banging Peach. So, you know,
so
he's
not
just frustrated.
Banging,
exactly.
Couldn't he just
a
be a virgin?
Yeah. You know, they're
until
not
until
what? Mario?
No.
That short attack,
Lauren,
man?
Lauren, man. Lauren, that's not okay.
That's not even
he's
cool.
Like 40.
He's a national
hero. Well, he could have
he saved
the
world.
And there's
so
a hot
times.
Chick he's almost going to fuck at the end of every game.
Yeah, you're
and
still...
And then she's like, no.
Well,
like,
every time he thinks he's making headway,
not okay.
She gets captured again.
You know what? I want to change my entire statement, and I think this is what it is. I think... They won't. He can't bang Peach until he saves her from getting kidnapped. It's like some sexy role playing.
Yes.
Until he kills.
Yes,
until
that
he
is
plunges
hot.
A dagger.
That's the only way that Peach
and
can
kills
get off.
His son.
That's the only way she can get off. And then they bang. And then they never bang ever again.
It's typical rich folk behavior.
Exactly. Exactly.
She's a princess. She's full of jewels.
Just,
and
she's
sexy money.
She is full of the sexiest money this earth has ever seen. You have never seen sexy money. Now, I've studied money.
Keith, wait a minute.
And when money is sexy, it's damn near impossible not to fuck. So I just wanted to make that clear. I wanted to help out there.
Man. Thank you for the insight, Keith.
Yeah.
Thank
you. And so that's why each game exists, because at the end they, you know, consummate their sexual role.
So does she like trick Bowser into kidnapping her?
I don't know if Bowser's in on it or it just happens a lot. So
that's probably why Party and Go-Kart makes so much sense, because they're all friends, but it's all weird fantasy, you know, foreplay thing.
Ooh.
It's
this whole thing is an
extravagant sex roleplay.
Okay. Wait, has anyone ever played Mario Sunshine?
Yeah.
No,
I haven't.
I think someone told me once that in that one, Peach and Mario are, like, officially together in the storyline.
Get out. Somebody
looked that up.
What, with our evil robot devices?
No, the Google machine.
Look it up.
Here's something really
things
adorable.
I complain about.
This is adorable.
Look, I'm sorry. I don't have one because I'm less fortunate, okay?
This is
not sound so smug about it, though. I mean, you just got this air about you when you say that.
It's because I'm jealous.
Sorry. You're just dying to be the martyr is what I see.
What were you going to say?
You cut me at the heart.
I'm sorry. I didn't.
No, you
didn't
say anything that wasn't
true. Let's not do this at the podcast.
All right, I know.
Let's just not do it.
Sorry, Chris.
Yeah, I got it. I got the robot evil.
Nobody's going to let Chris talk.
Hang on.
This
was what we needed to cover about, this is about yours.
This is what I was going to say.
Mario and Peach go on a vacation.
Mini vacation.
The tune trip soon gets spoiled. After an imposter disguised as Mario paints and does stuff, but his vacation goes horribly wrong. I'm gonna see if it has any resolution.
I have to make an amendment.
Let me finally talk, please.
Shut up, Chris. We're talking.
But Tim's is looking it up too.
I just have one quick
amendment. Information, dude.
Okay. Guys, Robin Patterson, whatever his name is.
Everyone stop!
Robert Paddington Bear is gay.
Everyone stop! Alright.
Sorry, Chris.
Baby Bowser kidnaps Peach because he thinks it's his mom. She got captured all the time, and he thought that was his mother, and he thought Mario was kidnapping her from him. So he went and kidnapped his daughter.
Plot
his
for
mom.
Mario,
yeah. Isn't that deep?
That's really tragic.
I thought that's deep. Gay.
How does that come up in the gangster? I didn't even know there was any dialogue.
This was just what was told me.
A reliable source?
A very reliable source.
Like 8 text messages.
No, I'm on the
Jacob
feature
Mario
machine.
Brother.
Yeah, I'm reading it on Tinses.
But that doesn't prove that they're together.
Yes, it does.
No.
A platonic vacation together.
Well,
yes, it does, LP.
Well, because
they didn't go alone. They went
with Toadsworth.
Oh, jeez.
So it's not why like else, they went into romantic.
Why would they take Toadsworth out?
Because
like
Mario is a convicted felon. And it's always.
And Toadsworth is like an air marshal?
No, they're sexual freaks. They no! Bring them along.
I know, I think that just Mario is just a pedophile, like a pervert. And it's not a pedophile, but like definitely but been convicted it. Of with, sexual assault.
Yeah.
And that's why the Toads have to be around them at all times.
Oh yeah. My god!
Because
do you think? Do you think friends. When Mario first got first like moved to a new part of the Mushroom Kingdom, he has to knock on all the doors of the Toads and explain that
every time you go to a new world,
it's me, a Mario.
I need to get the few things out.
My valuable sword.
I'm not looking at this. I don't care anymore.
This is
I
asinine.
Think the prospect of Mario knocking on the door is hilarious.
Hello.
That's why you have to.
And then he has to say, though? "It's a me, a Mario."
I am kicking up every door. I used to be a plumber, and now I just teach typing.
Go door makes me go door to door. I touch keys.
Oh my goodness!
Just thought you want to know.
In all of this conversation, I think of all these side characters. I think of Luigi, and I think another question we need to address in all this conversation is why does Luigi suck so much?
I love Luigi.
Yeah, but awesome.
But what does he doesn't he for being so awesome? He has like real lousy games. And they just don't care about Luigi like they care about Mario, so I have to assume he sucks.
I think part of it is lousy games, or because like they forget to make a game for Luigi, then they make some game that just doesn't matter, and then they say, oh, well, we'll make it Luigi, mm-hmm. like Luigi's Haunted Mansion.
Are you suggesting that was going to be Mario's Haunted Mansion until the team of chimps fucked it up in development?
No, I think it was going to be like another game, like Mario 2 was going to be something else. But then they said, oh, we could make more if we made this Mario 2.
If it was like Johannesburg's Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, then they change it. Oh,
I mean, that'd be a terrible name. You get the point.
This clearly Johannesburg's national anthem.
They'd say, you know, this clearly isn't good enough to be a Mario game, but if we brand it a Luigi game, we could make some money on it.
Oh, man.
I don't think that's actually true.
And most importantly, not damage our reputation.
Well, because I remember reading Game Informer before it came out that it was going to be a big deal because it was the only game where Luigi appeared alone.
And that was intended from the beginning?
I think so.
Well, tits. There goes my whole thing. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it right there.
I think it's funnier to have Luigi just be like, he's as good as Mario. He can do everything that Mario can do.
Someone argued he can jump a lot better, and he can do a lot better than Mario.
He can jump higher.
He certainly can't keep his mansion.
I always like playing as Luigi over Mario when I was playing with friends. I don't know why that was.
When I was a kid, I was always second player, because all my friends, they'd always come over, and they'd be like, I'm the guest, so I get to be first player. And then I'd go to their house, and they'd be like, well, you're at my house, so I'm first player.
Sorry about that.
You know, I always liked just playing second player. But I just thought it was cool to play as not Mario. Mm-hmm. So I always played with Luigi. And then, I have like, you know, that's my Mario character. I'm definitely more of a Luigi than a Mario.
Plus, if Mario doesn't win, it's much more of a failure. If Luigi doesn't win, I feel like, well,
yeah, Luigi's the underdog.
You know,
well, I guess if we're going to really
Luigi,
break it
you
down.
You just saved the peach. I'm not as good.
It's not that he's not as good. He doesn't care as much. He's like, well, that's not my girl. I mean, what?
That's
anybody?
Why I like Luigi.
He's my brother.
Does Luigi have Daisy?
Daisy?
Is that the
girl? Yeah, that's right. Daisy is.
And Waluigi. They all have clothes. Waluigi.
Waluigi.
Wario.
Walmart.
Waluigi's way better than Wario.
I would argue Waluigi's way better than Luigi. I'd go so far to say Waluigi's probably better than Mario. There, I said it.
What?
Yo, get away. I'll defend Waluigi to the grave.
Where is this?
I want to hear why.
Where is his backing coming from? Why do you love him?
Do you have a text?
Why?
He's just funny. You've always
every game since Waluigi started appearing.
When did he first appear?
I think the first time I noticed him was Mario Tennis.
That's true.
Mario Tennis.
Hey, he has a rose for no reason.
Yeah, he does.
When he wins, he just pulls out a red rose and goes, wah!
Here you are!
No, he's like, Is Waluigi his whole name, or is it like Waluigi?
Well, it's because Mario's Bizarro Mario is Wario.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
Well, it doesn't make sense that it's Waluigi, because he should, then by that token, it should be Wamario.
Yeah. Or Waluigi.
Luigi.
Luigi.
Luigi. Like a Luigi.
Yeah, so
it should be Bill. It's the exact opposite of Luigi.
But like I remember when like the newest Smash Brothers came out, I was a little bit disappointed when I found out that Waluigi,
come on, Waluigi, come on,
it's like Kanye West's nickname,
second
place,
like Waluigi.
When I found out Waluigi, like, I wasn't going to be able to play as him, I was a little disappointed.
I was happy. But I was like, overjoyed.
I would have traded Sonic for Waluigi.
No.
Whoa.
No, I'm sorry, Tins, you have crossed the line right there. 10 push-ups.
Look, I say what's on my mind.
He's
talking about Sonic in Smash Brothers, not Sonic in just life
Sonic,
overall.
Though, in Sonic,
but would it be if they made a Sonic the Hedgehog franchise and, like, it wasn't very good? So they're like, oh, let's just put a different character.
Waluigi?
I'm imagining the entire Sonic franchise is Waluigi, like, running super fucking fast and going along.
Here I go!
He's got loose and
legs. My favorite is when you don't play for a while and it's just Waluigi tapping his foot and looking at you.
I'd like to imagine Waluigi trying to swim around, trying to find a giant bubble of air to
I like seeing him run in a tube and run up for the rings and avoid bombs.
I like imagining him going off a springboard into casino buttons. Well, a fox friend.
I like to imagine him like curling up into a ball and spinning really fast on the floor to build up momentum.
Guys, I just had an epiphany.
I like to see him drowning in the water and bump, 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 bump.
Okay.
Oh, what's up, Sonic?
So because like Mario has Peach, and it's like, what the hell does Sonic do? Sonic's all on his own. I just imagine that he's got a gambling problem.
Hang on now. Wait a second. I know what Sonic's doing. I actually was a big Sonic fan.
Me
I followed
too.
Him quite closely.
I hated
closely.
Mario. I followed Sonic.
So I watched both series, the Dark one and the Saturday morning cartoon one.
Yeah.
And Sonic was, to my knowledge, he was freeing slaves. Robotnik was taking...
Yeah, in the egg thing, the robotic thing.
That's right, yeah. The animals that were
being forced to be Sonic, robots. Sonic is like the Moses of super
like the Abraham Lincoln of the video game.
No, Abraham Lincoln didn't like actively go to each one.
No, he didn't like stomp on Robert E. Lee and then like pound his feet on a big metal container containing slaves. No, I'm not arguing that.
Moses pounded his staff to the ground and parted the Red Sea.
A bunch of bunnies.
Thank you, Abraham Lincoln.
No, a bunch of Jews.
Duh.
We made...
Here's an emerald.
It's an allegory.
Thanks, Frederick Douglass.
Robotnik. Let
my people
go. Did
you know that this is Black History Month?
What?
Did you guys know February is the second month of the year.
You're fighting a losing battle, Keith.
I got this. February is Black History Month.
I'm pretty sure he's right about this one.
Which is just a wonderful month to just discuss and remember the wonderful people in American history or world history that have been African American. There we go. That's done.
And you know why?
God bless it, Lauren. Shut it.
Because both, just wait for
don't
it.
Don't make me work more.
Frederick Douglass and... Abraham Lincoln's birthdays are in February. They're on the opposite sides of February, so that's
and
why
Martin
they decided.
King,
hey,
lots of people's birthdays are February.
There's no black
so.
People in Mario. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Not a one.
No.
I can't believe that, man.
Dude, there are brown mushrooms.
There's no scorpions in Mario either, which is bullshit. Scorpions is people too, guys.
Yeah, it's Scorpion History Month is next month.
Scorpion History Month is always
celebrating famous people who have made a difference for scorpions and other people. I'd love that if in high school during March all history classes like included a little bit more scorpions into their lesson plans.
Like the Scorpion King and Imhotep.
I hope that the entire theme song for the month is Rock You Like a Hurricane by Scorpions.
I just thought that was weird though, because like
really? You thought that was weird too?
Only be contained in February, Black History Month. Like the you know
Here I am, rock you like it's March 13th.
Yeah, it'd be much harder to have Black History Year.
Then it's just like every day is Black Day.
Yeah,
you know
what's that mean? I don't know. I can't argue for you, Tins. I'm working on Lauren already. This is hard.
Don't other ethnicities have like weeks or something?
No, I have actually. I looked this up. This came up before, and every month has its own has a race or denomination. That's it's
based. So there are exactly 12 races or ethnicities.
Sometimes people share them, like March or not March. I think May is like Pacific. Pacific Islander American
and
women's rights or something, or the elderly.
So June is like Anglo and Saxon.
Yeah, I don't think there's a white month, to be honest.
I find it hard to believe that there would be a white month.
That's good. Yeah.
This is white month.
Yeah, everyone got to listen to country.
Enough out of America.
Today, class, we're going to learn about a famous white man.
I got to turn this. We got to turn this bus around before it goes into racist town.
What month would be white month?
Well, Scorpion month, probably. Is it
March? Because
white and scorpion. There's not enough white history. So we have to squeeze in some scorpion history, which is the logical choice.
What I'm saying is like, is there a month that white people and scorpions have a lot of things in common? You know?
I mean,
like,
if it here's was the thing.
So I believe, I might be wrong, in the month of March is the Masters, which is held in a warm area, which probably has scorpions. White people like the Masters.
It's also St. Patrick's Day is in March. I could make a white people like St. Patrick's Day.
Scorpions enjoy carbs.
Well, George Clooney loves March, and he is white,
and maybe gay.
Yeah, and maybe gay,
or just handsome.
Shut up, Lord! Oh my God. What the sources say?
The sources actually went against it.
Yeah, the source would say, oh no, he did say he hates vaginas. I just reread the
interview. So your source didn't know what we were talking about. when you source called in, it had no idea. This is your source that you're quoting.
Not
very credible, kind of like what we were saying.
Now you make me look like an idiot. I fought for you, and then you just stood up and said, I'm guilty.
Keith's been fighting. No one even asked about that either.
You brought it up. I would have gone to my grave thinking your source might be good.
About 5 minutes into the podcast, Keith decided he would defend you and has done it as much as possible. The whole podcast.
I took it upon myself to be a lawyer to help argue any case she presented. And then at the end here, she decides to say, oh, by the way, everyone, I'm guilty. And I was only going to make money if she won this case. And that's sort of just how
it's just bad lawyering on your part.
Well, I really should have.
You should control your client.
Well, she's a friend, so I thought, you know, I could trust her not to admit defeat.
It's a very wide fact that I am Nick Makula's lawyer. And have been for some time.
Your freshman year at ISU.
Almost 6 years. At Matt Castelvi Incorporated, yes.
And Castelvi has defended me in the food court when I've tried to talk to a girl.
And Keith, I sympathize with you when knowing that your client is just incapable of humans existing.
Yeah.
I'm really good.
Lauren is pinching me right now for anyone to know.
She has a right to do that. So.
Yeah. Your client is violent and attacking me.
I still say
in
he's
court.
Not gay.
I'm not attacking anyone.
Can someone be controlling these people?
I have control.
Oh, Mark is the judge.
Let's go get the girl.
Yeah.
So what do we feel about this Mario and Peach people? Do we think that they're
as cool as Sonic?
I think they're together. I think they're in a relationship.
Yes.
Albeit it's just not as sexual as
yeah. I'll say
or
they,
it's more sexual.
I'm gonna say they do recognize that they are together in some form, but it's. Oh, it's not sexy in the least.
Mario could be a eunuch.
They're meant to be.
I say that they are together as boyfriend girlfriend, but I say Peach is a big old prude.
Yeah.
And Mario is a sucker. Yeah. And so
his character flaws.
Yeah, character flaws. But that's why we love him.
That's why
we prude and sucker.
Those flaws.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's something going on, or else I feel like if ever a heart erupts out of my head. I hope it means I'm in love, because any other excuse is terrifying. Any other reality of a heart coming out of my head.
Keith, is that a heart coming out of your head?
Wait a minute. That means you have a boner.
No, guys, I'm just in love. I'm just in love, guys.
Ipso facto, do you have a boner right now?
I mean, maybe. It's more about my love than I'm in.
Oh, my
boner.
Yeah. I guess
I want to talk about that. But
wait, we skip Lauren. Lauren, what do you think?
She thinks what I think.
That's right. She probably should have gone first.
Draw your witness.
I think they're not together and that Mario's in love with her.
I think that they are together, and Peach gives him a kiss on the cheek, and that's her prudish way of saying that she loves.
Very good. I really think it's a very kinky sexual situation where Peach is. It's because I saw a Law and Order SVU episode about it, and it makes a lot of sense.
Peach and
no, not about them, but about the same situation where a girl could only get off, it only was arousing to them when there was fear of getting caught, and it was a rape fantasy, essentially, which is what I think it's, in a long ways, their situation is, that Peach only can get off when she's getting rescued after a long ordeal. And so that's only, and then after that, they just can't get together. So each game you play is just a sexual fantasy.
Well, then it's okay for Mario to get a boner when it's because that's why he gets a boner. It's because he loves. I did it. Boom.
He's gonna fucking fuck her right now.
Yeah, that's the thing. So,
oh man, it's gonna be hot.
It's gonna be good.
It's gonna be real good.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at, apparently.
No, the McCoolest guys.
Well, yeah, we got it all around the circle. It goes back to my first argument in minute two of this podcast that Mario is like James Bond.
Oh,
because here's the thing is that he can never actually... He's not in love with her because he knows that he'll bring harm to her and he's got a closed heart through all the hardships they've been in. So he's throwing off any attempts at love with her. That's my two cents, and you can quote me on that. I'll be available for questions and answering after the podcast.
Shut up. It's your turn. Shut up.
Marking
I guess I think they probably are together, but it took like a couple savings before Peach really noticed it. Because she kind of had her sights set on the prince sort of thing.
She didn't notice it.
Like, thanks for saving me.
She didn't know what the deal was until, like, Mario 64. What a bitch.
Her dad was like, you gotta date a prince, you know? Like, we have to carry on. But then, you know, like, Mario was just so generous and he kept waiting. And, you know, and now they're pretty serious.
Is that a pity? You think it's a pity date? She saved her life several times.
That's, I mean, like, that, it probably started that way is what I'm saying.
Oh, I see.
So, but then I think she, like, realized, oh, man, this guy does have a lot to offer. And he was like, yeah, it saved your life, like, seven times.
I've murdered countless workers about it.
Never seen so much blood.
I think that when it comes down to it, they're not together. But Mario's just a dude who just does his job, you know? And sometimes his job is saving the princess. And when he saves her, she gives him a kiss, she appreciates him, they're friends. They're not together. He just does his job. And you know what? That's okay. He's kind of an all-star, you know? He's a hero. He gets all these games.
He's not in it for the pussy.
No, he's not. Would he like it? Yeah, of course he would, you know?
It's not about that.
He's a super
He's like Batman.
Mario all-star.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's not about that. It's about something better.
It's about doing what's right.
Yes.
I never said thank you.
Don't you need
to.
You
never have to. Man, if Waluigi was the star of these games, things would be much different.
Oh yeah, God. It'd be a lot sexier. Right?
Yeah, really Peach would sexier. Fall for Waluigi in a heartbeat.
He's got a rose.
God, if Mario's too awkward for the princess, what the hell would... Actually, he's got that rose. He's pretty smooth.
Yeah, he's got... Fun. He just emanates confidence.
But he's ugly as shit.
I would argue that
he is actually as ugly, if not uglier, than a heaping pile of fecal matter.
Exactly.
Yeah, but
exactly.
People can get beyond there.
Fecal matter with a rose.
What?
Better than fecal matter without.
What I'm saying is Waluigi is badass enough, and he's charming, he's smooth, he's confident enough. I think Peach would see past that.
You know who is not in love with Peach? Robert Pattinson.
Because he's gay.
No!
Oh, no!
She's fictional.
You have nothing to say.
But to get back on the Final Fantasy thing, for those who are still listening and wondering, I looked it up. There wasn't a playable character from Final Fantasy. However, a boss from Final Fantasy IV, whose name I've completely forgotten now because I looked it up like 20 minutes ago, was in it. And also they used a lot of Final Fantasy music. And I believe, also I read, that Link makes an appearance in the background of somewhere. He's like sleeping on a tree or something. I don't know
what if you're talking about.
Just sleeping on a tree.
Yeah. Don't mind me. So you can look for that. But I do. If you've never played Mario RPG, it's quite a good game. I think you all should play it.
It is. It's one of my favorite.
It's
Mario
a really games. Fun interactive RPG.
How many stars would you give?
I would give it 7 because I think it has like 7 swords that it looks for or something like that.
7.
Out
of
there
ten.
You have it.
Out of 10,
right there.
No, Savage like Burger, 7 out of 7. 7 out of 7.
The old Keith perfect 7.
Of course, I got 8 out of 8. That's next.
All right, I think we've exhausted this about as much as it could be. I think we've really covered a lot of ground here. We've discovered quite a bit about the subject.
Yeah,
about
I think each other. Answered your question, Robert.
Yeah. So,
I don't care, though.
So, again, keep checking back for the podcast every Monday. Check us out on the iTunes store if you haven't been already. And, Mark, what was that website again that people can write in their questions for us to?
Go to octavarius.com/contact.
Fantastic. Well, until next Monday, have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everybody.
Bye!